Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Here she is in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Well, Pastor Butterfield, I really appreciate that introduction. We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. For truly, it is a blessing, and it really warms our hearts to see you out there and those who are so faithful to be tuning in every week.
Amen. It is just so awesome, and we
do appreciate it. And the subject I'm going to be talking on today was really, really emphasized and was shown today at the church, because we had quite a few people that was out and helping with this Unplugged conference. And also we had some guys that were painting Elder Ford and Deacon Baker. Elder Irvin, these guys,
Boris Ringer,
these folks was
Lewis
and Deacon Lewis, these folks was at the church, just trying to make sure that our church continue to be beautified. I mean, I'm talking about they was really doing some things, and I went and looked, and I was saying, like, that really looks good. And so Deacon Baker was telling me that they're going to continue to get that taken care of. And so we just want to give a shout-out to our men.
The men that light the world.
Yeah, Pastor Stephen Butterfield and Kevin Guillory. They are setting up our some quarters for us, very important quarters that we need at the church. Setting that up, and then they made sure they had prepared repaired some things that was at the church. So they would, and Butterfield was working at the center as well. So I'm telling you, God is good, and the men are on the ball doing some things at the church. You know, we women, we are always on the ball doing things. But I just want to give a shout out to the men that are really doing some things. And so we give God glory and give him praise. I was at that concert tonight, the Unplugged youth concert, and it was really, really unplugged, and it was really good. So we praise God for that. So we're going to talk tonight concerning love, and love is key. And love is key to everything. And if we don't have that love, we can be doing a whole lot of things. But if we are not doing what God has said to do, and if we are not loving in the way that he has said to love, then we are like a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. You're nothing. And so we want to talk a little bit concerning that tonight, so we can get a little bit more clarity. Maybe you were listening at this broadcast, you are on tonight, thank you for tuning in. Or it may be a later date that someone may tune in to this broadcast. I want you to know that whenever you listen to this broadcast, this word is for you. All right, and so we get the word in us, and then we share it with other people. And so that's what we want to do. We want to get it, and then we want to connect with others to share the word of God. And so the subject matter tonight is love is key. And we are going to go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And I know that the majority of you know this chapter. But I'm going to read part of it right now, and then we'll go back and talk about it. But it says in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, starting with the first verse, it says, though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not love, I am becoming as a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity,
it profit me nothing. So now we may go out. If we go out, because it's kind of storming over here, and the lights are flashing. So if we go out, you know what happened. But I just want us to take a look at love. Love believeth and beareth all things. That is key, that we begin to look inside of ourselves and see if we are really enduring what God has allowed to come into our life. We are enduring, or we are complaining about our trials, our tribulations that are coming to us. Love believeth and beareth all things, and love endureth all things. So whatever I come in contact with, I need to be able to endure that. In the context, in this context, what does it mean to endure? And the word means to remain. It means to remain. You have to, you remain loving no matter what. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what is going on in your life, no, it don't matter if somebody doesn't curse you out, you still want to conduct yourself in love. And I know I'm saying that, and I know it's not really hard to do, but when we allow the Holy Spirit to really lead us and teach us and show us, and when we begin to walk in that fullness of God's love, knowing that God is love and God has already explained to us that vengeance is his and not ours. And so once we kind of believe that and know that that is true, then we don't really be trying to heap coals of fire upon anyone's head, but we allow God to do that. So it is very important that we stay in our lane and not try to cause conflict in someone's life simply because they have done something to us. It is very important that we stay in the mold of love. And so we're going to talk a little bit about these loves. I'm going to talk a little bit about four of them. It's about 8, 12 or something. But I'm just going to talk about four. So in this contest, the word means to remain, to persevere. A lot of times when something comes up in our life, we can end up not persevering. We give up. And so with love, you don't give up. You don't give up with love. Love don't give up. And it bears bravely and calmly the things that it has to bear. It bears it bravely, and it bears it calmly. You're not all worked up concerning it. Whatever you got to bear, you're not worked up. You're able to allow the Holy Spirit and God to work in you to be calm and to be brave about whatever it is that you have to endure or go through. Now, we do understand that God has told us and help us to be able to understand in the Word of God that we are going to have some trials and tribulations. But, of course, none of us want to go through trials and tribulations. But the Bible has already explained it to us that we are going to have trials and we are going to have tribulations. So when we have these things, God wants us to endure things that he has allowed to come our way. So we have to have this agape love that will help us to be able to endure. There is not another love besides the agape love that will help you to be able to endure some of the things that may come your way. All right? And so love remains firm. So when I say firm, I don't mean hostile. I mean just firm. You said it, you mean it, you mean what you're saying, and you're saying it in love, and you're standing firm in whatever come your way, even if sickness or disease or you lose a loved one or whatever happens. I mean, you lose a job or whatever, but whatever comes your way, you will stay calm and you will stay firm in believing the word of God, and God, that God is going to bring you out no matter what. Amen. He's going to bring you through. You may have to go through some things, but knowing that you are staying firm, knowing that God is going to bring you through. All right? So remain firm under suffering or misfortune. That's what we have to do. We have to remain firm without yielding. Though it seems difficult to us, we have to remain firm without yielding to temptation. Because once we began some time to go through some things, then now we want to start blaming God for what we are going through. And sometimes we are going through things simply because God said go this way and we went another way. And then sometimes it's because God told us this is the way, you are going the way that I told you to go, but there is just some things that are just going to come up in life. And so with love, when we have the love of God, we will know how to stand firm in the word of God by trusting God with all of our heart and leaning not to our own understanding. But in everything, acknowledging God, knowing that he will direct our pathway. So whatever may come up in life, we are going to talk to God about it and knowing that he will direct us and he will leave us and he will bring us out. God is a God that will bring us out of our situation. God is a God that will bring us through our situation. So we are just happy about what God is doing and what he is going to do through us. Amen. So sometimes it may seem difficult. Like I said, things may come up and it may seem like it's something so difficult to handle. But I'm here to tell you that God will see you through. All right. So we are talking about love is key. And we are coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. We're going to talk a little bit about the four loves. There are four loves that I want to talk about tonight, even though there are more. And I'm not going to go into deep conversation concerning these particular loves. But I want us to understand that we have a love that's called storge. And that particular love deals with empathy. And, you know, empathy and sympathy is different. Empathy ends up being where you kind of taking on what a person is going through. And sympathy is that you sympathize with them. You're not really taking it on. You're not really getting in there and taking it on. But you feel for them. So both of them are good. But when you're dealing with this storge, which is empathy, you are really getting in there with them. You're really getting in there with them. So it's a deep love and a deep concern when you get in there with them. Now, a lot of counselors tell you to really don't empathize, but sympathize. Have sympathy, because when you empathize, when you have empathy, you're really getting in there. And so this word is letting us know when you have that deep agape love, you will get in there with the person. You will empathize with them, not just have sympathy, but you will empathize with them. But we all need to watch that and make sure that we are not getting into it too much with everybody we come in contact with, because you know that we do come in contact with a lot of people that have different things going on in their life, and we just cannot take everything on. We just cannot take everything on to ourselves. Other than that, somebody have to be coming to us trying to pray us through what we've gotten ourselves into. So you want to make sure that you do understand this word, the storge. It does mean empathy, but we also don't want to go too overbearing in that. We want to use sympathy when we are dealing with people as well, even though we are using empathy as well. Philea is a friend type love, is friendly. This is when that's the type of love that you have for a friend. And a lot of times we can have love for a friend and that love make come and go. If they do something that we don't really like, we don't remain firm. We done gotten upset and we don't want to deal with them anymore. So sometimes we have that type of love, and that filet of love is not stable. And so therefore we have to understand that love, even though it's real, but it may not stand the test of time. God is saying that we need to love. And Eros is a romantic love. And we realize that men and women, we get married before we get married, when we dated, in our dating times, we so in love that we can't eat and can't sleep. And then we get married, and then we can eat up everything, and then we don't have no love for the person because now that we done got married. How that works, I don't know, but that it does work that way sometimes. So we have to realize that these types of love, will fail us. They will fail you. You cannot put all of your trust in these types of love. But the next love is the love that will never fail you. That's the agape love. And no matter what type of love you have, if you got the storge, the philia, or the eros, the main one that you got to have is agape. And that is the love of God. You got to have that love, because that love is the love that will take you. That is the love that I'm talking about that will help you to be able to stand through the trials and the tribulations and the test of times and people talking about you and people doing you wrong and all of that. You will be able to stand because you have the love of God, and you know that God is going to take care of people that do you wrong. He is going to do that. And so let's start trying to walk this straight and narrow of God's love, because the agape love is unconditional. It's unconditional. This love is the love of God. And even though we can take for an example, we as men and women of God, we are born again and everything. So that means that God is our Father. We can call Him Father. We can call Him Daddy and all of that. And He calls us His children, and Jesus calls us His friend. So, and brother and sister. So it sounds like family to me. But the thing is that this agape love, no matter what happens in concerning you and God, God still loves you, even though you may end up not feeling like you love God. But I'm saying tonight that we need to get ourselves in a posture that we love God at all times, because God loves us and He's never going to change loving us. And so He has given that love to us. We have it. And especially those of you out there that is born again, you have the love of God. If you don't feel like you have it, you just need to start studying your word more and asking God to reveal to you His love. Because He sent His Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And so God has this unconditional love for us that no one else can have. And let me tell you, when God, the reason why I believe that God has said for men and women to not connect ourselves with unbelievers, a saved person getting connected with a person that don't believe, is because if a person don't have God in them, they cannot love you with the agape. So really all they have to offer you is the storge, the filet, the eros, and those other loves that I'm not talking about tonight. But that's all they have to offer you. So they can't pull up the agape and love you with that. When this other love, when these other loves have failed them, they are gone. They don't have another love to fall toward. And so that's why I believe God saying, don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. They're not going to be able to love you the way Christ loved the church. So we got to make sure that we understand that we should not hook ourselves up with unbelievers. Not that you should not witness to them. Not that you should not befriend them. Yes, you should befriend them, but you should not marry them. You should not marry them. Now, for those of you out there in Radio Land who has already married an unbeliever, now you need to keep pressing so that you may sanctify him, that he may turn to God because of how you are, because of you being firm, because of you standing for love, because you know what love is, and you are able to pray and seek the face of God, and you are able to know the difference between these secular loves and the spiritual love, agape. It is very important that we do that. The Bible talks about those that endure to the end shall be saved. And this scripture was letting us know that once you believe in God and trust in God, you got to believe to the end that he is. And that's every day we are being renewed day by day. So therefore God is renewing us day by day, but we are already renewed. So God has already gave us what we need, and if we have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are saved, and we are going to heaven, a better place than where we are right now. Even though when I talk to people and even myself, I don't feel like I'm ready to go to that place yet, but it's amazing to me that we are striving to go somewhere, but we ain't really trying to go. But I tell you that God is good. And it's a blessing to know that we would not live here on this earth going through trials and tribulations, that there is a place where we are going to be happy and at peace, and no suffering, no crying, no sickness going to be upon us. It is very heart-wrenching to know and to know that God has prepared a place for us. And it was so fitting that Butterfield played this song, Heaven on My Mind. And heaven is waiting for us, whether we're ready to go or not. But I believe once we get there, we won't want to come back on this side. Amen. So we just bless the Lord on tonight, and we give God glory and we give him praise. I want you to know that the highest form of love is the agape love. And we have learned that from the Word of God by understanding that God himself is love. God himself is love. So now we're going to go to our scripture that it says in 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, which I read already. But though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. You guys hear what I'm saying? We can speak with tongues of men and angels and but have not love. We can be talking and we can sound real good to people. Maybe we can sing, and we can sing real good and all of that. But if there's no love, it's a sound of brass and it's a tingling cymbal. That sounds like God wouldn't even want to be dealing with that. we want to make sure that we have the love of God, which is the agape love. The agape love, that means that we are in the spirit. When we are dealing with the other loves, we are dealing in the natural, even though it's spiritual, but it's natural, okay? And so verse number 2 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, this is very important that, you know, you see people and they can prophesy to you every day that they see you. There's a prophecy coming out. And they may have all these different gifts and understand all types of mysteries and also all knowledge. And it was amazing to me when I seen this word faith. And have faith. And they have faith enough that they could move mountains. Mm. They could move mountains. Now, wouldn't you be thinking that that person really, really, really got it going on? And God is really, really working in them. And they are working for the Lord. You really think they're working for the Lord. But the Bible is letting us know, even though people may be able to prophesy, understand our mysteries and our knowledge, and though they have all faith and can remove mountains, if they don't have the agape love, they don't have nothing. They don't have nothing. They would end up dying and going to hell. Mm. It is very important that we do understand that God has given to us a love that is unspeakable. Joyful. I mean, you can't even explain it. Because sometimes, I know that sometimes you out there in Radio Land, myself, my husband, Pastor Butterfield, sometimes we wonder, okay, how can I love that person? And they acting so crazy with me. You know, sometimes we go there. And then sometimes we want to hit them upside the head, you know, but God don't want us to do that. Or maybe some folks will even curse folks out. And sometimes we want to see bad things come to people that are doing us wrong. But that is not right either. God is not saying that we want bad things to come to people just because they not doing what they need to do. I'm just going to go on and say this, just like our president. I just don't want him to be president. I want him to get healed. I just don't want to get praying. I'm praying that he don't be president. But I'm praying that he get healed of this COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'm praying that salvation comes in his life. Mm-hmm. So I'm just using him, but there's some other folks that I could be praying for as well and should pray for, and I am praying for because of attitude, okay? So we want to make sure that we do understand that sometimes you see that people may have the gift of prophecy, understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though they may have faith that they can move mountains but have not love, it is profiting them nothing, don't mean nothing to God. And verse number 3 says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, we can pack up boxes and we can give people food, we can cook them meals and take it to them and all of that, but if we don't have any love in our heart for the people, then it is profiting us nothing to do that. The people are getting blessed, but it ain't profiting you as the person for doing it. And though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profits us nothing. It don't do us any good at all, period. Period. Now, verse 4 talks about love suffers long. You know, and don't none of us want to suffer. But the Bible helps us to know that love suffers long, which love would look beyond some faults and see the need of a person. even though it may be something that you see that breaks your heart, but yet and still you're going to love with the agape, because those other loves, they will be gone. I mean, once this stuff come up, somebody mistreat you, that philia love and that eros, that love will be gone down the drain. But we have to have the agape. And when we have the agape, then we are able to stand. We're able to endure. We're able to endure. And we'll look beyond faults and see a need, praying that there'll be change in our own lives and there'll be change in others as well. So charity and charity suffers long. It is kind. Have you ever had the experience of trying to deal with somebody that gets on your nerves each and every day? And then you got to be kind to them. The only way that you can be kind is that you have the agape love. It's the agape. The philia is not going to get you through. Storage is not going to get you through. It's not going to get you through. Eros is not going to get you through. You're going to have the agape. The agape, base everything on agape, and then let the others come in. All right? So love envies not. And so basically that's part of what we're saying already. We can't be envious toward people. They do something to us, and we want to get them back. But God is saying, "No, vengeance is mine," saith the Lord. And so we have to believe the word. If we believe the word, then we'll stand on the word, and we'll be firm in the word, and we'll continue to love. And then people will be able to see the love, even those folks that is trying to treat you bad. They will be able to see the love. There's something different. Something is going on here. How can they treat me nice? How can they treat me nice and I'm treating them like this? So it envies not, is that abundance not itself, is not puffed up. So sometimes we do get all puffed up and mad about stuff. I mean, my Pastor Butterfield can do something and I may get mad about it. But it said love, you're supposed to look beyond that stuff, because they may not know what they're doing. Look beyond the faults and see the need. So I know those of you out there in Radio Land, I know that you have people that really get on your last nerve sometimes, and you just feel like just not dealing with them. But I want you to know that the agape love is telling us to stand firm and to be kind-hearted, and to be kind, and to be loving. It also lets us know that you ain't got to try to make yourself love. When you have the agape, you ain't got to try to make yourself do these things. I'm telling you something that God has already worked out. We don't have to try to work it out, that you're going to, you know, forgive people and all of that. You ain't got to try to. You got to have a made-up mind that, you know, that God is real and I believe what the word is saying, and I'm going to stand firm on the word. And so if I'm going to stand firm in the word, then I know what the word has said. And so therefore, I can not bundle not myself up. And I also would not be puffed up. You know, that's getting angry about what's going on. But God is saying to us that he will handle everything that's going on that is pertaining to me. Everything that is pertaining to me, God's got it. He's got it. And all we have to do, and all I have to do, and all you have to do is really just do what God is saying to do. I was listening I'm always watching Dr. Phil. And I was watching him this morning, and it was where a young lady, she an adult now, and she have kids of her own. But as she was growing up, her mom and daddy got together, but they were porn type people. They came together as husband and wife, but they were people that pull in young girls and get them to have sex with people and all of that. So it kind of looked like they don't know any better. So when they had a little girl, the dad started molding her to be in the sex films. And he was having sex with her too. So he then somehow convinced the mother that it's okay. Mm-hmm. He done convinced the little girl that, you know, but the little girl now is a grown woman saying, that stuff done messed me up. She mm-hmm. didn't try to kill herself about seven or eight times. Mm-hmm. I forgot what time, how many she said, but it was a lot of times. I don't know how many it was. But she said, and so she had her father and mother there asking them questions now so that she can try to get her life together and help her children. Help her children, and also get all of that anger off of her. She can't hardly make it through because she feels so bad about what they did. But one thing was so key today. The man was talking really crazy. They went to prison and everything, but they out. But the thing was is that the husband said he really didn't think he was doing anything really wrong. He didn't think he was damaging her life. But I want you to know that once he sit there, and Dr. Phil got so angry with him, once he sit there and he finally told that girl that he know it was his fault and that he was sorry. He know he can't say he was sorry enough. And the mother was already sorry. Well, she was acting like she was sorry. She was saying she was sorry. She was mad with the father. But the young lady said, well, that is what I wanted to hear you say. She said, that is what I wanted to hear you say. Mm. So that was really medicine to her spirit. But Dr. Phil told her, okay, I want you to go to this the special forum so that you can really, really just download and just then get yourself rebuilt back up to really see who you are. Because he said something that was key. He said, because I know where you are. You feel bad in several different ways. And one of those ways is because your father, you loved your father, you loved your mother. Your father had trained you in this way. You wanted his love. And so, therefore, some of those times you felt fine with it. You may have been thinking that it was wrong or whatever, but you got some gratification from it simply because you wanted to be loved by your parents. And so now you're feeling guilty that you even think about you enjoying any of it. Mm. So he brought all of that out. So I just want to encourage us that sometimes people do get on our nerves and sometimes people do things to us and we don't want to forgive. But God is saying that we have to forgive. And I was so thankful to this young lady that I believe that she was trying to say that she forgive. She just need to go now and try to get herself really healed. She really gotten on drugs and all kind of stuff. He just messed her up. Mom and dad had just messed her up. So I want to encourage us tonight. I wanted to really encourage us tonight to really just stay in that love, God's love, because the love of God is key to our happiness and key to our peace on this earth, and that love will help us get to the other side as well. And so I want to encourage you to please do what the Word is telling us to do. And I'm going to read verse 13. I hope that you got something out of this message on tonight. In verse 13, it's 13:13, 1 Corinthians 13:13, and it says, and now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So therefore, if you have hope, but you don't have no love, it ain't profiting you nothing. You can have faith, but if you don't have love going along with it, it is profiting you nothing. And so therefore, you have to go back to the drawing board and say, Lord, come in, heal my heart, heal my mind, save me, deliver me, set me free, and bring me to a place in you that when I say mountain move, I also have the faith, the hope, and the love working together to move that mountain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word. Amen. Love is key. And, you know, I've always used to wonder certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought out something that's it's profound.
Mm-hmm.
Faith without love.
Faith without. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you see people behave a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be nasty as they can be. But then they can speak a word and,
yeah.
Oh, my God,
prophesy
and things
yeah.
happen.
All of that.
I mean, and you begin to wonder, how in the world
that happened?
Are they being used?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have compassion. They don't have love. And you know they don't have love. And so when you think about a person who it looks like they, I mean, they can call down fire from heaven.
Yeah, move mountains.
And the Bible says, move mountains.
Yeah, move mountains.
Do y'all hear me tonight? But a person who has faith that they can move mountains,
mm-hmm.
but also can have no love.
No love, and ain't profiting them nothing.
Profit, I mean, they not going to get anything.
Ain't gonna get nothing.
It's not a benefit to you or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, man, this is some awesome word. Press one on your phone if you want to comment on this word tonight. Press 1, please, on your phone. We want to hear from you. And when you said about the tingling cymbal.
Tingling cymbal.
I thought about that song back in the day. You're talking loud.
You're saying nothing.
And saying nothing. Just like a dull knife.
Yeah.
Just ain't cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Talking loud and saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
People would, I mean, they would pretend that they love you. They make a lot of noise. So you can get the attention that, oh, yeah, that's love, that's love. What they're doing to you is love, but it's only for show.
Mm-hmm.
There's no substance to it. That's why, and it gets on your nerve. It gets
mm-hmm.
in your spirit.
Yeah.
You remember when Paul then was walking down the road and this lady with the definition start saying, oh, these great men of God.
Yeah.
Oh, these. Mm-hmm. Now, she was saying the truth.
But
the wrong spirit was saying
out.
It. And so that spirit began to aggravate
yeah.
Paul. So he had to speak, and that spirit had to leave. But this woman was like, she was a tingling cymbal.
Yeah, so
tingling cymbal ain't a cymbal that make noise. I mean, make music.
Mm-hmm.
Tingling is an aggravating, terrifying sound that aggravates you.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody without love, it's like that. This grieves your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
For people not to have love, because love is the key. No matter what if you have been born again, you are love. You are the picture of love, because that's what God is. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what God is. Well, you don't know what love is. Check out who God is.
Mm-hmm.
God is love, and so that sounding, that tingling cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just sound like. You know, somebody smashes a cymbal in your ear, bam!
Mm-hmm.
It can irritate you. And so when you see people who are supposed to be children of God, I mean, you're in the same family. You're children
mm-hmm.
of God,
mm-hmm.
and they're treating you any kind of way,
mm-hmm.
but when they'll do something for you,
mm-hmm.
just so other people can think,
yeah. mm-hmm.
some other people can see something, that, oh, yeah, they got love. Look what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had an experience this week and not too long ago, but people would get on your last nerve. But guess what? You can't let that change who you are.
No.
If God, if you're a giver, if you whatever you do, you still got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture said that even if you are generous,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have love.
Mm-hmm.
Not a saying backwards. And now I understand why the people would say that you can give without loving.
Mm-hmm.
You can't love without giving.
Right.
Some people would give without loving.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you love, you're going to
give.
And so you can be generous
without love.
And you don't even have love.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you got your own agenda. You got the reason why you're showing this love is for you. It ain't for the person you're doing it to.
Yeah.
It's for you to gain something
mm-hmm.
out of what I'm doing now. I'm doing this so you can ring my bell.
Mm-hmm.
You know that song? Ring my bell.
Yeah.
Ring my bell. So you want somebody to ring your bell. Somebody show up. Oh, they're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you go into Arby's,
mm-hmm.
and when you're leaving out the door, they got a bell by the door.
Mm-hmm.
They say, if the service is good, ring that bell.
Ring that bell.
Ring that bell. People are just doing for you just to ring that bell. But we got people of God who are genuine, who will give you their last, who will do for you, and you know it. See, the thing about love is you can tell love.
Mm-hmm.
Even a child can tell love. You can know when somebody loves you or somebody trying to use you.
Right.
But I thank God that he has blessed us with some awesome family and friends that love us.
Yeah.
Amen, that demonstrate their love every day.
Yes,
even these ones who are on this broadcast night after night, every Saturday night, they're here
faithful.
They are demonstrating their love.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't looking to get no reward. They just love. For the love that God has put in his people, and you
mm-hmm.
can't do nothing without love, amen, that would impact the
mm-hmm.
kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You could do things, but it's not going to benefit you if you don't have the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the love of God in our hearts, in our minds, so we can tell somebody else there is a God
mm-hmm.
who will bring you out.
Yeah.
We need to have mm-hmm. love in our heart that when you see somebody down
mm-hmm.
and you don't look down on nobody, the only reason why you look down on somebody is you're going to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what love would do. That love
mm-hmm.
is a demonstration of God's love in this
mm-hmm.
world.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank and praise God for you, and especially you tuning in tonight,
amen.
Supporting us. We bless God for your life.
Mm-hmm.
We pray God blessing upon you that
yes,
every
Lord.
Endeavor you go into, that God would prosper. He would give you grace,
yes.
and he would give you favor
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And may prosperity be your portion.
Yes.
Where health be your portion.
Yes,
where good health be your portion in the name
of
Jesus. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends,
mm-hmm.
every Saturday night at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast.
And Butterfield. Have a great night.